We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. But at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
Boo this man! Boo!
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. That's Minister of Misinformation, LeBron James.
Not his finest hour.
No.
That's really unfortunate.
Far from it.
We should have gotten into that a little bit. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Thank you a ton for doing that. And we also want to thank Dustin. Thank you, Dustin. Bless you, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. And Kevbo, thank you, too.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah, maybe not. But Ray, you are the
Why?
Man that stirs, because he stirs the straw.
What?
He's the drink.
Thanks, Ray.
He's the heavy-handed. Now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, fellas.
So everyone's asking Mully if he's doing a TV thing today.
I'm like, yeah, isn't that weird?
He's got the suit and the collar and everything.
I just have a sport jacket on. I'm still wearing jeans.
Right. Well,
I guess my shoes are nice.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, but I mean, no, it's the answer.
My kids, if no, I have like a collared shirt on,
I have a job interview. If I have anything with buttons
or I'm right. wearing a pants with a belt or something, they're like, oh, ho, what do you have today?
Yeah, exactly.
You're meeting the queen?
No, I'm meeting a French girl, right. If you must know. That's why I brought with me these pantyhose and some chocolates. I operate like it's World War II at all times.
Right, that's a good way to do it.
Just in case a woman from 1942 is around. You never know.
It's my only hope at this point.
Now we're going out.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was the old line. Was always, oh, are you going on a job interview? Hey, you got a job interview?
Right.
And then a week later, the guy would quit. Apparently, yes.
Right. Yeah, I think he was.
But a sport coat at 4:30 in the morning is kind of a unusual thing to grab out of the closet.
It wasn't out of the closet. It was in my car, and it was freezing out. I got in the car, and I reached back to get one of those jackets that we have for the marathon. And it
I
wasn't
feel like 10
there.
Of those.
And I usually have one in the car, and this was it.
You guys have probably more marathon jackets than you do sport coats at this point in your life.
Oh,
right?
Yes. No
I mean,
question
you
about it.
One or two. Yeah. I mean, I have.
I wear them to wakes and funerals now.
That's really about what it is.
And all the fancy balls. Da 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 da. Boom, boom. If you're of a certain age, when you reach our age, Connor, you never know when there's going to be a shiva or a funeral or something. So not only do I have to have a sport coat always ready, you got to have a yarmulke tucked into one of the pockets.
You never know.
You never know because somebody. Anytime the phone rings, somebody's dead.
My yarmulke is in my other jeans, so
right.
I usually don't bring it around. Now, I just finished the phase of my life where all of my friends got married.
Oh,
you know, so we did
sure.
the thing. You know, there were like I don't know, there were like six in one summer, and then
right.
four in another one, and then there was the one where you know Dennis and my brother. And another good friend of mine got married all within like 18 months, and I was the best man at all three weddings. So it was three weddings.
Well, that's
like,
a lot of
congratulations
like
and your amazing life.
Thank you.
A lot of monogram putters and or toiletry kits.
Toiletry kit. Toiletry. I have a
beer
bottle opener thing
yeah.
that's engraved, and then I got the flask. I got a flask.
I have the most anachronistic groomsman gift. It is the leather. Snap together CD holder monogrammed.
From a time gone by. I was going to say,
right? Yeah,
So, thanks. Connor, are you feeling some heat?
Facts.
Yeah. Feeling the pressure with all those weddings?
No pressure. No heat. No, we got enough good things going on in the family.
You know what they say.
I'm taking some of the heat.
There's an old Irish song. It might be a saying that it's the attending of a weather. The attending of a wedding can be the making of another.
That's great, absolutely
true. It's a great way to... In other words, like a lot of the bridesmaids are getting desperate.
It depends on what age you're getting to. And right now, if you look at the trends, people Connor's age are saying, why bother? Why bother getting married?
Right.
Why bother owning property? Why bother bringing other lives into this world?
Why bother working?
Going to be underwater.
No, seriously, there is a it's been spreading around the group and whatever, but there's, you know, kind of like Reddit threads or articles, whatever, that go around, and we'll just, you know, send them. It's like with everything that's going on, is it okay to continue doing this the way that we're The world is on fire
and he's standing there like trying you're barely on your knees.
No, it's uncomfortable.
So it's like the microphone is too low for you.
It's
hard to take it seriously.
I understand.
This is a heavy duty kind of life issue.
Existential crisis.
And we got a man that's
kind of the issue.
You're not treating it with the weight it deserves,
that's
it. Connor.
That's the millennial thing, though. Yeah. We have a lot
of
existential issues.
You're shrugging your way through life.
There's debt and college funds and elections and global warming. We don't take any of it seriously, and that's why we're never going to dig ourselves out of it.
Molly, our generation, we were talking about this before, our generation is sort of the last one, I think, to live any sort of... anything like our parents' lives, or even try to.
Right.
Like we were talking about it before.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, did you register for China and or crystal?
Oh, of course.
See?
Yes.
It's what you did. Mm-hmm. You picked out your China pattern. You picked out your crystal.
Can I tell you my story?
What?
My wife, you know, organizes everything. So she had actually done some research and taken notes and stuff. So I saw her stuff. And I jotted down a few notes of it. Then we went to the store, and I walked over, and I'm like, you know, I really like this China pattern. I think this is the one we should get, which was the one she picked up.
See,
I was like, listen, we should get wine glasses like this. We went through about four things before she realized that I had taken. And then she finally was like, get out of here. You cheated and took.
I was told
yes, no. Yeah. You say yes, and then the third thing, no matter what it is, reject it outright. And it makes it look like you've really spent some time thinking about it.
See, I was told no matter what, reject the first China pattern.
Nice.
That no matter what she says, the first thing is, I really want this with this rim or on the outside or this gilded plate.
Yeah.
Just say, no, we're not doing that. No matter what you think, because then it looks like you're interested.
Made it look like she was agreeing with me.
Let's say China.
Not only will I or people of my generation not have China patterns to pick out, we won't have cupboards in which to put the China.
That's fair.
You know what China is, though, right?
It's not. It's causing a lot of problems for the NBA right now.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what China is.
That's all I care about.
David, how often do you eat off the china you had at your wedding?
No.
Dan, how many times a year do you break it out?
You
get the good china.
High holidays, depending if we're hosting.
Maybe one.
Maybe once.
I'd say average, since we have owned it in our 20-plus years of marriage, I would say we've used it a total of 14 times.
China because China.
And then you get the thing where, you know, we should get the good stuff out, but there's too many people coming over. We
it's
don't
only
have enough
your parents
of the good
who
stuff.
Cares. It's yeah, only my it's, parents who few. Cares.
What's weird is that, and I think this speaks more to my relatives than anything else, but I fear China.com. Yeah, I do fear China. But we had the China, and we still have that, and the what do you call it, Waterford stuff.
Yeah, the silver and the crystal,
But all the forks and knives and stuff have gone missing. Someone's stealing that stuff every time we have a party. You understand what I'm saying?
They're taking the sterling?
No, I'm just joking.
Well, maybe it broke.
I was taking a shot at my family.
If it's plastic, maybe it just broke.
I'd never use it with them because it might be worth something.
Their pockets are jingling as they're walking out.
Hey,
where the hell did that dessert fork go?
Mike, let us know when we can do this again. Thanks so much for having
us. It was great to see you. Thanks for coming over. You don't mind if I shake you down a little and see if... I'm just going to hold you by your ankles, see what falls out.
But LeBron really screwed that up, man.
LeBron,
he really, he really screwed
you
that up.
You know what? Really did he know what he was talking about? What, is it just, I mean.
He's a smart guy.
Did he?
Was that cowardice?
Does he not know what the hell he's saying?
He had 5 days to
That's what's most surprising. He's usually pretty good.
Know what he's talking about.
He's usually very polished at stuff like that. That was an air ball.
I mean, just to say that first to say that Daryl Morey didn't understand what he was doing, and then at the end of the availability there, he mentioned he had no idea what Daryl Morey knew or didn't know.
Didn't he go back and try to clean it up on Twitter?
Yeah, it's like because you were mildly inconvenienced by somebody else taking the side of human liberty, and so it made your life moderately difficult. Moderately inconvenienced, and that's why this guy has to think more before he's supporting an uprising of oppressed people? Come on, man.
Guys, we are very excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to any Score program you may have missed over the past 24 hours. Not that you would. Download the Radio.com app and select The Score.
Have you checked it out?
It's pretty great. We were screwing around with it this morning. We had our show meeting like we always do, right? And we were going a little long, talking about what we were going to do today. And we realized, oh, hey, Eddie Jackson is on with Molly and Hall. We got to make sure we get this.
Rewind.
So I log in, and I was a little late. I just hit the rewind button like two or three times, got right to the start of the interview in real time, picked it back up.
Did you hear?
Pretty great.
Do you often like rewind to get some of David's pearls of wisdom?
No, your one-liners, actually. I'll just go back over and over and over.
My one-liners
are all the time.
I'm far too verbose for a one-liner.
I got to go back a couple of times to catch
your 14-liners are great.
But I get them eventually.
What have you today, sir?
We're packed today. Kevin Fishbane, Bears beat at 10. Ricky O'Donnell, the basketball editor at SB Nation. We'll talk some Bulls and NBA at 10:20. Midday Midway at 10:40. Joe Sheehan at 11. And two more chances to win $1,000 cash.
Have a good show.
All right, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.